this kingdom of God, if we're going to follow Jesus, we really have to learn where he walked and how he walked so that we can follow him. You remember in Philippians, it says that the starting point of his ministry is that he emptied himself. What does that mean? I mean, was it he just emptied himself out on the heavenly carpet there? No. No, he emptied himself by giving up things that he had a complete and total right to have. He gave up his power. He didn't have to give up his power. He chose to give up his power. He gave up his prior knowledge. When he was born as a baby, he didn't know anything more than you knew when you were born as a baby. He gave up his personal prerogatives. When he was at the right hand of the Father, he could speak and have anything he wanted. And he let go of that and went as a baby in Mary's arms. He only got fed when Mary chose to feed him. He only got dry when Mary chose to change him. He gave up all of his power of choice. He gave up all of his miraculous power. He gave up all of his prior knowledge. And he gave up his position. He gave up the position of being at the right hand of God the Father. And he came and he took on the form of a servant here. If you're going to follow him, you also need to learn how to empty yourself. As I travel around from place to place, I often pull into the parking lots of church meeting halls, and I know that the congregation is in trouble when the two parking places closest to the door are reserved for the pastor and the first lady. Because at Buckingham Palace, the servants don't park next to the front door. They park at the far back end of the parking lot. It's the important people who park up by the front door. And so I see that the leadership in that group is clinging to its position. It's clinging to its personal prerogatives. If you want to follow Jesus, you've got to give up your position. You've got to give up your personal power. You've got to give up your personal prerogatives. You know, this is a tremendous skill to learn. And it's a skill that you need to help your disciples learn and that you need to learn. How every time we walk into a meeting, we forget about all the ideas we had before we came in. And we come and empty ourselves before the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, if you want something said here today, I'm available to say it for you. If you want something done here today, I'm available to do it for you. I am your servant, and I lay down my agenda. I lay down my power and my prior knowledge. I lay down all my good ideas so that I can be available to serve you and do what you tell me the Father wants done. To do what you show me the Father is doing, to say what you show me the Father is saying. And that skill of learning to empty ourselves every time we walk into a room, whether the person in the room is one person or the crowd in the room is 10,000 people, it doesn't matter. Still, when you walk in, you learn the skill of emptying yourself at the door and approaching every situation completely empty, not based on your power or your prerogatives, not based on your prior knowledge, not based on your personal choices. When you can do that, then you're prepared to be a vessel of the power of God. You're prepared to be a vessel of the knowledge of God. You're prepared to be a vessel that executes God's choices. You're prepared to be one who is a trustworthy servant. He who is servant of all will be the one who is greatest of all. But not only do we need to empty ourselves, we also need to learn how to deny ourselves. That phrase in the Greek that Jesus used when he said, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily." That deny himself is a very, very special word. It's a word that's made of three different parts. There's the basic word, and then a prefix to it, and then a prefix to the prefix. And the basic word is a word that talks about flowing out of, like water flows out of a spring. Not far from where I used to live in Texas, there's a state park that is built around a huge artesian well, a well where water just flows out of the ground. 23 million gallons of water a day flow out of that spring. In Roaring Springs, Pennsylvania, there's another smaller artesian well, and it flows so vigorously that literally you can hear the water roaring all over town because of the noise that it makes when it comes gushing up out of the ground. That's the flow out of part of this word. And the first prefix to it means the opposite of. That is to say, we cork up what would flow out. And then the prefix to the prefix means absolutely, completely, and altogether without any exceptions. So literally, what Jesus was saying was, if any man would come after me, he must absolutely, completely, and altogether cork up that which would flow out of himself. Well, if you cork up everything that would flow out of yourself, what have you got left to say? Only what the Holy Spirit gives you to say. That's when you can become like Jesus and never say a word except first you hear it from the Father. That's what following Jesus does. Thirdly, the skill we have to learn is to die by our own choice to our own desires. The scripture tells us that the saints of God overcome Satan because they choose to love not their lives even unto death. We choose to give up living in order to choose to follow after being obedient to the Lord and following after what he is doing. We choose to lay down our lives for the benefit of other people. We choose that my living is not important. What's important is my loving. Teach your disciples how to choose to die to their own desires. What's that mean? Oh, well, you know, you're just settling down with the absolutely fabulous pizza that your wife has fixed, and you're just got your feet up on the table, ready to watch the opening kick of the football game. And the phone rings. And it's a brother who needs to have a ride to the airport, and there's no way he can get there except if you take him. And his plane is about to leave. He needs to go right now. Yes, choosing to die to our own desires, becoming a servant, corking up what would flow out of ourselves, and allowing the love of God to flow instead. We need to learn how to follow Jesus' example in these things, because then we can be his, and thus we can serve others.